imposter syndrome.
This is the finale of Fuck Me.
It's called Fuck Me, and this is the last episode for the moment.
That we know of.
Welcome back to Fuck Me.
Fuck me.
I'm Muff Jordan.
And I'm F. James Glickenhaus.
F. James.
Muff, muff, muff.
What up?
Muff.
Ruff, ruff. Ruff, muff.
Just fucking dying.
Oh my gosh, fuck me,
right?
Like,
fuck me.
Jeez Louise. And it's, you know, it's fitting. It is what it is. Like, this is our last.
Hurrah.
For the time being, it's our last hurrah, right? Like, this is our last, I don't know, time talking about all the times that life has absolutely fucked us.
I don't know what I'm going to do. How am I going to let all of it go? Like, all my anger at life.
Sure, where are you going to put it?
Where do you think?
Well, I figured it out.
Where are you going to put it?
So, I just got a garbage...
Pail kid?
Well, I got a garbage pail kid card in the mail, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
That I love. That I can... That I'll just be...
Happy about.
Oh, my gosh. Whatever. garbage disposal in my house.
Oh, sick.
And I found that if you sort of talk about just like putting your woes somewhere. I found that if you sort of stick something that won't get friggin' chopped up by a garbage disposal, if you just sort
like
of
a
gently
fork.
Like a fork. Exactly like a fork.
Cool.
Very cool.
Sick.
If you put a fork in the garbage disposal, it'll just sort of like, you know what I mean? Like
really totally, just, like grind.
It'll grind, and you can feel it by doing it.
Oh, like meaning you hang like, on.
Yeah, to the fork. Of
yeah.
course.
Could I do this with a blender if I don't have the means to get a
yes?
A
you could stick silverware. Okay, here's what I'll say to the folks out there: if you're still listening,
if you're still with us.
Stick a fork in a blender. Stick a knife in a blender. It won't destroy the silverware or the appliance, and you can feel something. You can sort
it's kind of like a DIY jackhammer.
Whoa, sure.
Excuse
That's
me.
Really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can kind of like put your anger and your feelings and your sort of frustration and your like, fuck me
right.
shit stuff.
FML
into the... Metal into the process, into, you know, that's how I've sort of gotten my anger out recently.
I didn't know that.
Personally, yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
It's new. It's a new thing.
So. How much does that run you? A GD.
GD usually, I mean, we got it installed for, well, I know a guy, so he discounted it, but it was like $800,000.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Very.
Yeah, cool.
Very, very, very. Yeah.
And any mishaps in the installation? Any fuck me stories you got from that day?
Oh my God, fuck me. I guess we'll get right into it, right? Like, we don't have a guest today. Like, we're just kind of, this is our last episode. So we're just kind of, it's just us.
Grand
right?
finale.
Yeah, grand finale.
Yeah, get into it, man.
The installation, I mean, so we had our whole house redone. Redid.
Everything.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
The whole thing, fuck me. The whole, from the basement to the attic.
Wow.
Right? The straight up. And everything went great.
Tip to tip.
Tip to tip. Except everything went great except for the first floor bathroom.
So the $800,000 was for everything, not just the GD.
Sorry,
garbage
yes.
disposal. Okay.
Well, the $800,000 was mostly for the garbage disposal.
Huh.
But
and
some
you said
of
that's
it
in
was
the bathroom?
No.
Sorry, I'm confused.
It's okay. I'll clarify it.
Okay.
The everything with the whole house, we got it all restored and all the word is
good. You got
no,
it good.
Not good.
Bad. Did you
not
get
bad either? Renovated.
Okay. So kind of in between.
Yeah, sure. Yes. We got the whole house renovated and everything went great except the bathroom, first floor bathroom. Somehow it did not go very good.
Okay.
We're talking like toilet got hooked up to the sink part.
Oh.
Sink got hooked up to the toilet part. So you're washing your hands, you're covered in shit. You know what I mean? Like it was
yeah,
like
yeah, I know
horrible,
exactly what you mean.
Of course you do. You take a shower and it's like flushing.
Shit.
You know, it's like flushing. Everything was shit.
Just the toilet fuck was me. Just kind of fuck you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Fuck me.
No, fuck me. Well, fuck me is right.
Well, you fuck you very much.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. So I was covered in shit every time I was trying to clean myself.
Right.
Not to mention when I shit, couldn't be cleaner.
Right.
Because that was sink.
So you kind of had a bidet going.
I had an accidental bidet, yeah. With okay. full Dove soap spritzed. You know what I mean? Like it was like there was a...
yeah.
Every time you flush, there's soap popped out. So you're like, okay. And then, you know, and it's just, it was a disaster. And me and the, you know, the wife and the kids had to stay, obviously, somewhere else at the
right.
Four Seasons.
Right.
Down the way.
Yeah. Landscaping or hotel?
Hotel.
Okay, okay. Yeah, good. Yeah, you yeah. know, sometimes you got to make sure.
I know, all right? Am
fuck
I
him.
Right?
Fuck him.
Yes, fuck him. Fuck well, all of them. I mean, no one's doing very good. But, so, like, that is kind of what I'm dealing with this week.
Yeah, yeah.
F. James.
Yeah. F me? What's
F
up?
You. Oh! Have we never talked about how your first name initial is F and the show is Fuck Me?
I feel like I've never brought it up because I, in my head we have and we've like overdone it. But maybe I've just like kept it to myself this whole time.
You did say in your head, right. So maybe it's like, that's all you think about.
Right, right. It's that kind of thing where you're like, I don't remember if I said this out loud, you know?
Sure.
Where you're like.
And there's no way to know.
Or the opposite. The opposite where you're like, oh, did I say that out loud? Fuck
right.
me.
God forbid the opposite is true. Exactly. Like, yeah. You don't want to let anything slip. Ever.
No.
Ever.
No, no. Like, did you ever call your... Oh, here's a big fuck me. Did you ever call your teacher mom? Or say
oh,
I love
God.
You to your teacher?
I called a female teacher dad. That was pretty weird.
Wow.
I know. It was kind of ugly. It was kind of nasty.
Did the teacher look like your dad?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Not
exactly
so crazy.
Like my dad. I thought it was my dad.
Right. Okay. So it wasn't a slip. It was just
art
kind
teacher.
Of like.
I was like, excuse me, dad.
Art teacher, dad.
Dad at all.
It must yeah. have been first day of school.
It was the first. No, I don't want to lie. It was
okay.
It was mid-semester.
Ooh.
I know.
And the whole time you thought it was your dad.
Yeah, the whole time. That was daddy teaching me an art class.
Wow.
Yeah, it kind of was embarrassing.
How did she let you down? Tell you the truth.
Well, she saw me after class.
Oh, yeah. Hot?
Well, I mean, look just like my dad, so like, no, but like,
oh,
as soon as I knew, once I knew, then I was like, okay.
Okay.
But she did after me after class, and she was like, this isn't going to be okay. Like, that you can't be passing, you're like, you're not going to pass the class
yeah.
if you,
you
think
haven't
I'm
been
your dad,
attention.
Which I'm not. And she kept telling me, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, dad. Like, that's something my dad would say. It's like, I'm not your dad. I'm not your father. I don't look like him. I'm not him. Like, that's exactly something that he would say.
So maybe it actually was your dad.
That's what I'm thinking. And to this day, I never know.
I have an idea for our next podcast.
Our next podcast?
Well?
Well.
Fuck me.
Well, fuck me. What's going on with you? I want to know about you.
F. James. Glickenhouse.
That's your name. Absolutely.
That's my
that
name.
Is your name.
What is going on with me? Oh, fuck me.
I don't
me.
Know. Fuck you. Fuck me.
Listen, I'll tell you what's going on with me.
Okay.
I had to watch Iron Man 2 at work.
Okay.
Of course
explain, you have to explain this more because that's not a thing that people will be.
Oh. Got a little.
Season finale, whatever.
Digestion.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, just like, yeah, like, what's your job? Why were they watching Iron Man 2?
Well, legally, I can't tell you exactly where I work.
Sure.
But, you know, it's we're all working from home. It's kind of a bonding thing.
The Capitol.
What?
Nothing.
I work for the Capitol.
Well, you can't say that, but
right,
I,
right,
you
right.
know.
Right.
We'll
CIA,
be back.
FBI. Yeah, I...
Yeah.
We're all working from home. You know, we're all sure. doing that thing. So they're trying to bond with
oh
us and kind of get everybody on the same team. And I'm like, we didn't watch Iron Man 1.
You didn't? You skipped Iron Man 1.
No. Yeah, we were right to Iron Man 2.
That is not the one to jump into.
No, it's not the 2 either. Mm-hmm. Mm. So fuck me. I had to watch it.
What'd you think?
Brilliant.
You loved it. Oh, you loved it.
I mean, he's flying around. Like,
well, sure.
Pretty impressive, no?
Well, yeah. Oh, I guess you didn't see. So you've never seen the first one.
I've never seen any.
Like, this guy's flying around. First time for me.
Incredible.
Yeah, amazing.
I've never seen any movie where a human is in the air, other than, like, you know, airplanes.
Sure. Of course.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah, pretty amazing. I don't disagree.
I do think I said some stupid things, though, during the watch, and that's where I'm kind of like, This is a live watch on the chat. Oh, yeah, we're on the video, man.
Right. Oh, on the video.
It's playing on my TV. I've got my coworkers on my computer in my lap. My coworkers, meanwhile, in my lap.
Your laptop.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Well, of course.
That's why they call it that.
Did they love it?
Everyone kind of seemed a little checked out. Meanwhile, I'm commenting consistently.
Well, you're watching the movie. You're watching the movie.
I'm plugged in.
And I know this movie pretty well.
Yeah. What was your favorite part?
I like the part on the racetrack where he gets in the he's driving. I guess Tony Stark he's driving a race car
Who?
For whatever reason. Yikes. You didn't see the first one. Iron Man is driving a race car. And
yeah.
Then,
oh, I love that.
Yes.
That's relatable.
And he gets in a big car crash, and then there's Mickey. Mickey.
Big guy.
Big hunk. Mickey, yeah.
A hunk of chunk?
Hunk of chunk has a big shoosh. Yeah, a big electrical whip.
Yes.
Whiplash. You know this.
Yeah. Of course.
He sort of attacks Tony Iron Man man. Right, and he's like, and
Iron Man's like, oh, fuck me.
He's like, oh, yeah, fuck me. Yeah, the whole movie is kind of like a fuck you to us.
Yeah.
Which is a fuck me to me.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty interesting.
That is. Well, I think I might be fired for some of the things that I said.
Oh, shit.
Fuck me. I feel like I kind of showed my cards a little bit.
Yeah.
Everyone was a little, I could tell, like, I'm not good at reading the room, but... Sometimes it's you kind of can't help but read the room, and
sure.
The room was saying, "Shut up."
The room, yeah.
Shut right. up.
If
Stop.
You had read the room, you would have known to like, cool it.
Yeah, and yeah. I just couldn't cool it. It really ramped me up and rived me.
So you might be fired from the FBI for watching Iron Man 2 and commenting too much.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Fuck you.
Fuck
right?
It's, yeah. It's a you know it's Jesus. A time for lasts. It's a big transition time.
I know it really is. So, I mean, it's like this is kind of it.
Yeah, take away my podcast, take away my job. I don't care. Lock me up. Throw away the key.
Dude, exactly. Fool me once.
Iron Man 2.
Fool me twice. Fuck
the
me.
Hulk?
Yeah, the Hulk. Fool me twice, the Hulk. Absolutely. Are there any...
Go ahead.
Are there any...
It's okay.
It's just the last one, you know, so I'm kind of getting a little bit, you know, a little bit emotional.
A little bit.
A little bit. Boop, boop, a little bit meow, meow, meow.
A little bit of...
Are there any other... are there any other people in your life?
No. Sorry. I mean...
That's okay. I was going to say, I'm going to apply this to me too, I guess, but like, are there any other people in your life that you're like, oh, fuck me. Like, that must be a giant fuck me. That's the premise of the show. We said that, right? It's just
yeah,
like,
it's not like sexual.
No,
it's like
that's
FML.
The joke.
FML, that's the joke.
Right, FML is like fuck me. It's like right. Don't actually fuck me, but like, oh, fuck me.
Yeah, it's not like fuck me.
Right, it's not like fuck me.
It's not like fuck me. It's not like that. It's like, oh, fuck
It's like, oh,
me.
Fuck me. Great. Oh,
okay, fuck me.
You know what a classic, we always say this, a classic example, you're hailing a New York taxi cab, you're like, taxi, right? And then taxi cab zooms by, spatters dirt water, sewer water all
yes.
over, and you're like, oh, fuck
And
me.
You drop your coffee.
Oh my god, on you, of course.
And your bags are everywhere.
And you're late, and your bags.
And you're getting slapped by a stranger
oh
who's also
god,
shooting up heroin
up.
Into his arm. What? Has that happened to me? I don't
Has
know.
It?
I block things out. So I don't know.
Me too. I get it.
Yeah, are there any other people what?
In your life that you're like, oh, that must be like that you've interacted with that are like, oh, that's a fuck me for sure. Like that's
I don't
a fuck me
know
scenario.
What you mean. Truly, I don't.
And that's okay. I get it.
Like when I like, give me an example.
Okay, sure. So I was talking to my mother on the phone recently.
Uh-huh.
And she was talking about her chair. She loves her big chair.
Yeah, like
she loves to sit in her
like,
chair.
Oh, that's mom's spot.
Right? It's mom's chair. Yeah. She does all her emails and all her phone calls and all her, she drinks her tea, does her coffee and everything
okay.
in her big chair, right?
Yeah,
like she loves
love
her chair.
That.
She was talking to her on the phone. She was like, my chair.
Disappeared.
Muff. Well, she talked to me. She said, Muff.
She said, Muff, baby.
She said, baby, Muff. She said, Muff, my chair is broken.
Okay.
It's a recliner, right? And with a recliner, there's an expectation where you're just like, ka-chunk, and you can do a big shift, and it pops out. Apparently, she tried to recline it, and it went, and it just flew off, and the whole recliner part.
Did
just,
she fly across the room?
No, she was in the chair. The recliner end of it,
yeah,
spout off, and it ruined her. I mean, it destroyed her half. It went through a wall.
Holy shit.
I know, and
fuck
I on the phone
me.
I was like, fuck me. Right? I was yeah. like, fuck me, mom. And then right. that was weird, of course.
Right. And you were like, no, FML, like, not
it's
like
the
sexual.
Show, FML, not that's the joke, is that fuck me and not fuck me. But now she's gotta fucking figure it out.
So So that was like her own fuck me.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so are you asking me if I know anyone else who has like a fuck me story?
Yes,
that I
someone that you've interacted with.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything to make
to
it the show. Yeah. Anything
I've,
to say? Yeah.
I do.
We could talk about each other's fuck me. We could fuck each other forever.
Oh, I could fuck myself all night. Okay?
Fuck me.
Let me think.
Fuck me think.
Oh, God. Fuck me think. Brad, my dear husband.
Yes. Oh, poor Brad.
I mean, fuck
How's
him.
How's Brad
right?
doing? Yeah.
Not like a fuck him in a bad way,
but like yikes,
fuck him. You know,
sucks.
He's going fuck me, fuck
yeah.
me.
Yeah, how's he doing?
And he's also going like fuck me,
right?
Like,
it's like fuck me, and also like fuck me.
Right, right. And the reason that I can't like fuck me is because like he's like fuck me.
You,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
He's
how did his procedure?
How did it go? The endoscopy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not looking
this is,
good.
Really?
Yeah.
So that means, okay, so it's looking bad.
Yeah, so, okay, I'll tell the
Fuck
story.
Me.
Yeah.
Please tell the story.
Yeah, I'll tell the bit. I mean, the story.
Yeah, tell the story.
So,
yeah,
as you know,
endoscopy. Yeah,
as you know, Brad has been having some stomach problems mm-hmm. and just wanted to get it checked out.
I
the
love,
doctor.
By the way, I love Brad.
Good.
I think he's great. I love you guys together.
I do. Thanks.
Talk about fuck me. Like, don't. Like, that's one thing.
That you can just count on to be... good.
Gorgeous, yeah.
Speaking
absolutely.
Of count on, all right, so.
Yeah, explain it.
As you know, he had this endoscopy. Mm-hmm. Small procedure, short, sweet. He was told he
to
wouldn't be put under, that they would just kind of give him some awesome drugs, and he'd be a little loopy, but like, they're not going to put him
to sleep. Of course,
asleep.
That's how you do it.
That's classic endo.
Of course, classic endo.
But they put him to sleep.
They did.
They did. And I forgot to pick him up.
James.
Brad. He decides. Okay, so his appointment is on the Upper West Side.
Yeah.
Okay. We live in Brooklyn.
Aye.
Instead of taking a lift or getting even on the train, which would be tough right
You're
after that kind
go.
Of procedure, he walked home.
Oh my God.
He walked home. The only reason I remembered is because I saw on his Instagram story him crossing the Brooklyn Bridge talking to strangers.
I saw that story too. I actually saw that.
It was concerning, right?
I mean, it was crazy. He was in a gown.
Yeah, hospital gown.
He still had the...
talking to strangers.
The IV tube in his neck, his back, his pussy, his crack.
He looked like that time I drove away with the gas nozzle still in my car.
That's exactly what he looked like.
So I saw the Instagram story and I said, okay, well, if I can reach him in about 10 minutes, you know, by Lyft or
so
whatever.
So you saw the Instagram
I tried
story.
To intercept him.
Was it at that moment that you knew you had forgotten?
Oh, yeah. I said, doh!
Yeah, right.
Oh!
But before that, hours before, you were like, even when he woke up and he was like, I can't eat anything, I can't drink anything, I'm off to my big procedure, small procedure. You were like,
I slept in.
See you later. Right.
I slept in. He left before I was up. And
it was an early. It was an early.
I mean, a little bit. He probably should have left me like a post-it note or something.
I mean, a little bit. He probably should have left you a post-it note or something.
Like saying, like, you know, remember me at 2 o'clock. Mount Sinai, upper, you know, West 86.
Upper endoscopy, upper west side, upper 86.
Exactly.
So you forgot, and then he was absolutely walking home the whole time.
Jesus no, yeah, he was, Christ. When I arrived on the scene in Dumbo, he was in the middle of trying to explain himself to an officer, almost about to be arrested.
Oh my God. One cuff? One handcuffed?
He was explaining himself. They were kind of, they were trying to give him his Miranda rights. And
I was like,
I said, oh my gosh, there's been a misunderstanding.
Wait, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they thought he had escaped from Arkham. But you intervened. Arkham.
Right.
What?
You intervened. You sort of, you helped him. You stopped it.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I tied up the back of his little gown because he was showing all of the Empire State.
And this is a lower endoscopy.
Oh, no, it was upper.
Upper, okay. But so it went through his throat.
Yeah, but
which is good.
Maybe he had untied it or it just came untied.
No, you're supposed to,
supposed to leave it
I've
open.
Heard you can keep your clothes on, but you need to wear the gown. So it sounds like he took his clothes off regardless and put the gown on.
It was unseasonably warm. So I wonder if, you know, somewhere along the way he kind of stripped down.
So he was talking to a police officer on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
With a gown, ass to the wind, and you sort of drove
down under the Manhattan Bridge overpass.
Under the overpass.
Where he was, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Dumbo.
Okay, Dumbo, right.
And yeah, he was eating ice cream, and he had bought an ice cream and started kind of looking at these, like, vintage racks of clothes out on the sidewalk. What? He was just kind of having, like, a Dumbo day. He was enjoying himself.
I love that for him.
Brad.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I love that for him.
Me too.
And you came in, you stopped, and you were like, fuck me, this has got to stop.
Yeah, he was kind of, I mean... It was a little bit of indecent exposure kind of thing. That's why they were on
him. Oh, that's why they pulled him over in the first place.
I was just like, no.
Because you can't pull over a civilian from a car, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, how would you do that? Like, you can't pull over.
Right, exactly.
You just approach and speak.
But if this guy's on patrol on the underpass of Manhattan Bridge, then like maybe he's going to see a guy with his big butt out and his endoscopy all over the place.
Right. I didn't ask him. I don't know what happened to the IV because it was not on him when I arrived. The like tube.
You're right. They probably take it out. They probably took it out in the bag and everything. Yeah.
Who, the cops?
No, the docs.
No, I'm saying in the videos on his story, they were there.
Oh, they were there.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Maybe someone like bought it from him.
Oh, really? Fuck me.
Fuck
that really
me. Scoops Gross.
Me up. Maybe it was the cops.
Maybe.
You never know with those pigs. Pig fucks.
Fuck the cops.
Fuck you.
Fuck
cops.
Me.
Fuck you, cops. But Brian, no. Brad is back. Brad's back.
He's fine.
He's
yeah.
Fine. That's really
a bit
nice.
Embarrassed, I would say.
Sure.
Bit
but that's the least of, you know.
Yeah, the other part of all of this is that the endoscopy results are not good.
Oh dear.
Yeah, he's got some.
Can you say?
I don't want to say.
Sure.
Mostly because I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Sure. Neither does he, I imagine. That must be scary.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm kind of just like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't
right.
want to
you're
see it.
You're kind of just like...
Don't bring it up.
Yeah. Not my like,
doctor figure it
if
out.
If it's not... If it doesn't have to do with me, fuck me. I don't
fuck
want
me.
It.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about it.
No. I can't. I can't hear about anything.
No.
So I guess does that answer your question? Do I have anyone else in my life that's like, fuck me?
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah. Yes.
Cool.
That's good. Fuck me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
F. James, you have a birthday coming up.
I do, Muff. I do. Listen, I'd love to take a break and just kind of freshen up and get a little water.
Yes.
A little coffee.
A little coffee, perhaps. Yes.
And then we can come right back and start it off right talking about my birthday.
Sure.
Great. Finale.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Welcome back to the absolute finale for now, we think. Please.
Finale for now.
Finale for now. Fuck me.
Fuck me.
Fuck me. I'm Muff Jordan, of course.
Fuck me. I'm F. James Glickenhaus. Welcome back to Fuck Me.
Welcome back to Fuck Me.
So on the break, I was telling Muff about just an interaction I had with a fan recently.
Yes. And I was like, stop. And I did this.
Stop.
I was like, I
put, hey, what's that sound?
Sound, everybody. Why'd I sing save that? It for the podcast.
Yeah, I was like,
I put my hand against your lips and I said, shh. I said, save it. Because I don't know what else we're going to talk. You know what I mean? Like, right. I don't want to talk to you off air solely because we need to use that for the podcast. Because
yeah.
Otherwise, I think we're going to run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, what are we going to talk about?
I know.
IRL when this is over.
Yeah, fuck me. what was your story? It was so
okay,
wrapped.
Yeah, so Brad had over his Brad cousins had. For dinner. A family dinner.
That's nice.
We hosted them.
Sure.
It was Brad's two cousins.
Locals.
And the new fiance. Locals. Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
They live in town.
Oh my
we never
gosh,
see
it.
Them. Yeah. You know, it's like we should hang out more. But we did.
Mm.
We made we made grilled cheese with our own hand homemade sourdough. And
that's nice.
Yeah, and a little kale salad and a little tomato soup.
Oh my gosh. Simple
classic.
Is best.
Simple.
I love that. I love,
so good.
Love that.
We had wine. We had, we had it all.
Ugh.
We had candles.
That's all of it.
It was so nice. We played a little game after a very simple game.
Fuck me.
It was a trivia game.
Okay.
The whole time I was like, fuck me.
Yeah, I was like,
fuck me. But.
Okay.
So one of the cousins was like, we have to get this thing framed. I was talking, framing is expensive, right? But, you know, those frames over there, they're so expensive.
Sure,
they look good. They're going to last forever.
Right. Frames are frames, but they are expensive.
Yeah, but they're made for.
And we're talking physical picture frames.
Yes.
Yes.
Not glasses.
Or framing in general. Like somebody.
Who framed Roger Rabbit.
Exactly.
Fuck him. Fuck me. So yeah, they were like, oh yeah, we just got this beautiful print from Redbubble. And I said,
from where?
Redbubble? Heard of it?
No.
Oh,
Redbubble.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
It's a company. It's like a print.
Yeah,
on demand.
Okay. For the sake of the
so
thing,
so we have
I'll
our merch through
yes.
TeePublic, right?
Sure.
Redbubble owns TeePublic.
Oh, okay.
But they do the same thing TeePublic does. They're just bigger.
Sure. Bigger bubble.
Big bubble.
Big bubble.
And then TeePublic's kind of like their little
bubble.
Indie kind of bubble.
Sure.
Yeah, but we sell our, you know, finale, hello, blowout sale, everything must go.
Mm.
We sell our merch on TeePublic. And basically, long story short, the cousin and the fiance of the cousin were like, oh, we love Redbubble. And I said, oh, well,
they love
I have a podcast and we sell our merch through TeePublic.
Yes,
and they said,
we
have a tote bag from TeePublic and showed me the tote right there in my own living room.
Oh, my God. And were you insulted or were you
it didn't
happy?
Look, it didn't look great. It made me kind of worry what our totes look
I
like.
I have a tote bag.
You do?
From Fuck.
I do, too.
From this show.
From me, too.
Fuck
yeah.
Me.
Black and white.
Black and white. Yeah.
Fuck me.
Oh, yeah. I use it.
My tote looks good.
Looks great.
Yeah.
I use it all the time.
Me too.
Go to the
groceries.
Store.
Yeah. Oh, perfect for a short little grocery run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People ask,
fuck me.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah. Fuck me. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. And on
fuck
you
them
know,
if they don't like it.
I, it
that's
was just kind
say.
Of a
I
nice.
I don't know these people,
me
by
either.
The way. I don't know these cousins, these cousins,
uh-huh.
But fuck them.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Fuck them. Fuck me.
E-M.
Fuck you. Yeah. I don't need, yeah. But I love.
It was nice to have one last little interaction,
say,
like while the show is still
really
on,
nice.
To be like, oh, you should listen to
while it lasts,
my
yes.
podcast. And I explained it. I showed them the art of it just to recognize, like, you know, if you type in fuck me, you're going to see some things.
Some stuff.
Okay.
Fuck
so this
me.
Is what you're looking for visually,
yeah.
is what I showed them. And
yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe we'll have one last new
and they
listener.
Liked it. Wow, great. I love it. God, it would be so, that'd be lovely.
They were definitely podcast
folks, this
people.
This is your last opportunity. Yeah.
They were podcast people, let me tell you.
Right.
But I'm not sure quite the same style of podcast. Like,
sure,
I think
they're
learning.
Lab.
Yeah, I think they're learning through their podcast. And I think we're more into kind of slice of life, improv.
Culture,
storytelling.
Improv. Yeah, just kind of, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if they'll like it.
I hope they don't.
Shout out cousins.
Yeah, cousins. I honestly fuck me. I hope they don't. You know what I mean? Like
if they don't, fuck me.
Yeah, fuck me.
I don't care.
It's not for you. It's not for me. Like if it's not for you, it's not for you.
And if it's not for me, that's
fuck
why
me.
This is the finale.
Absolutely. Exactly.
I hate it.
That's why it's the finale, because it is for you.
Yeah, I just hate it.
Yeah, you hate it so much. And I get it.
I can't stand to listen to it.
It's not good.
But I love the feeling I get when I'm recording.
That's good. Yeah. We're going to miss, I guess we'll miss that.
We could.
Okay.
Continue the podcast and not record. Why are you laughing?
I was thinking about our New Yorker cartoon. But I think that would be really fun. That would just be us hanging out, though.
Wait.
Huh?
I don't think so.
No?
Maybe you misunderstood.
Oh, yeah. Okay, say it again.
So we do the podcast.
Right. Yeah.
Again.
Yes.
Keep doing it weekly. Okay. We get together.
Yes.
We say, you know, FML stories, not right.
sexual. Not sexual. That's the joke. Yeah.
And we just kind of exchange stories.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think you're missing, though, is that it is the podcast.
Yes.
But we do not have microphones at all. That's it.
No. Right. So it's just us, perhaps on a couch or whatever, just like sharing the stories. Yeah.
We'll have like three beverages, like coffee, beer, water.
Sure.
It'll be kind of a soundproof kind of, just because like we'll probably get a little loud.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because we're not recording.
But I don't want anyone else to hear it.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, I love it. Again, I don't know that it, correct me if I'm wrong, but like it does sound a little bit like that would just be us sort of sitting around.
Yeah.
Talking to each other.
Yeah.
Like friends. Like we're two hosts, co-hosts of a podcast. So like I feel like you're just asking us to just hang out as friends and talk to each other.
Yeah, I guess that is what I want. I think it sounds stupid as hell.
It does. It sounds bad.
But
maybe
I guess
we should.
Yeah.
Okay. We've never hung out, outside of.
No, we were, you know,
this
talent
umbrella.
Hired for this show.
Yeah, we were hired.
We had to do some chemistry tests with each other.
Bunch of chemistry reads, yeah. I mean,
a lot of
litmus
strips and.
Oh my gosh, we can even talk. We never talked about that. Like, we could talk about who we were both.
Oh, that's a great idea for the finale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was. This is so funny. Fuck me. This is so wild.
It's actually really funny.
Yeah. Well. Okay. I seem to think that. So I initially, it wasn't supposed to be you.
It wasn't supposed to be me.
Well, okay. I was told that I had the gig.
Oh.
And that they were still looking for the other gig, which I imagine the other person.
Star.
The other star, of course. Which I imagine maybe is something that they told you. Because you got it, right? Like, was that a similar process of like they were like, you got it and we need another person to.
Yeah, it was.
Because we read together, but only once. And way late in the game.
Yeah, I was like set already before I read with you.
Yeah. Fuck me.
So maybe they, fuck me. Maybe they didn't want us.
Shit. Do you think this was like an accident? Because I read with so many people.
And what did you read, by the way? An excerpt of?
Yeah, I read an excerpt. Well, I read, yeah. I mean, I read, there was like a, I'm shocked that you don't. You didn't have this too. There was a script.
No, I did kind of like an improv.
Really?
Yeah, just kind of like hosting, tell a story.
No, I read a full like sides with another person. It was a Regis. It was like a Ryan and Kelly. Kelly and Ryan.
Sides.
Yeah, it was sides. It was Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest, sort of like scripted.
Banter.
Yeah.
Like early morning.
Banter.
I get it.
Right. Not a banter. And.
Podcast.
A banter. Yeah, podcast. And I did it. I read with.
Who do you read with?
I read.
Can we say?
I think so. I mean, this is a finale, so like probably. I could probably say.
Let it fly, brother.
I mean, I read with Whoopi over Zoom.
Holy shit. And she fucking had to read Kelly Ripa sides?
Yeah, she said some, and she improvised too. She has some crazy stuff.
Oh, that's amazing. I wonder if we could get that clip.
Yeah, I wonder.
Probably not.
I don't think we can.
No, let's just.
I read, who else did I read? Rob Lowe.
You read Rob Lowe or you read with?
With Rob Lowe. Fuck me.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like, I literally, literally, fuck me.
And like, he was like, fuck me.
He was like, fuck me.
Fuck me.
He was like, literally, literally,
literally, fuck me.
I can't quite say it like he said it.
What, yeah. And, okay.
Huh. Yeah.
Did they add just like fuck me's into these sides? And like who played Kelly and who played Ryan when you read with Rob Lowe?
Sure. I played Kelly, he played Ryan, and they wrote in with Sharpie at the end of each sort of sentence.
At the
line.
End of each sentence. Wow.
Yeah, they were like, fuck me.
Right. So they didn't really have much of a like. See, with me.
A pitch? No.
I think by the. This actually tells me that you were hired first because with me, they had an idea of what the show was. They like knew that it would
really?
Be kind of
really
unscripted. Yeah.
Just like a casual.
Yeah, I think I actually just read with like a kind of like a stand in. Just like they got one of those UCB guys, you know.
Ugh. Yeah.
To spill the
one
tea.
One of those guys, yeah, literally. Yeah, I guess I was the guinea pig, but I guess they liked me enough to, and here I am.
Yeah, you know? I'm glad you read with Rob Lowe.
Me too, yeah.
I wonder if they had Rob and Whoopi read. Or?
Can you imagine this very program hosted by Rob Lowe and Whoopi Goldberg? I mean, honestly.
They have such different paces.
Not bad, yeah. Yes, very different speeds.
Yeah, 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 that's what I mean. Tempo.
You're right, though. Yeah, yeah,
rhythm.
Yeah. Different paces, yeah, different rhythm.
Jazz.
But I think, wow, it's interesting. I'm just saying it's interesting.
I'm glad it worked out the way it did.
Me too, man.
And I love...
Me too, girl.
A little delayed there. And I just want to say... I want to say thank you.
Oh, that's really...
Honestly, I do. Come on. I want to take a moment.
Yeah, sure.
Just like a, whew, I did not think I was going to get emotional.
Fuck me. It's okay. It's the last
fuck
episode.
Fuck me. I just really want to thank our producers for being with us these past 2 years.
Truly.
Wow. You all, I mean, you Google things for us when we don't know what we're talking about.
Literally? Not to pull something from Rob, but like literally
yeah.
couldn't do it without you.
No,
right? Like,
no. Our engineers.
Oh,
please.
My God. Please.
Can you imagine trying to do this without them? Fuck me.
Fuck me. I mean, the audio engineering, the scheduling.
Diane.
The social assets. Diane.
Leo.
And
James.
And James.
It did get a little confusing with F. James and James.
Sure.
But we made it through.
You're F.
yeah, just call me F. F me.
F you. Well, that's what was helpful. You guys have been so great and you came in knowing exactly what you wanted, what you knew how to do. And that was so great.
And I mean, I don't want to sound like patronizing.
Okay.
And that's the show. I'm just kidding.
Fuck me. Don't sound patronizing.
But it's been really cool to see you all. You all grow these past couple of years.
Likewise.
I mean, it's obviously
I mean,
been a tough couple of years. But
hasn't been easy.
As I would say, I'm just going to say you and I are a little bit older than Diane, Leo, and James, and we've really watched them grow up.
We have.
I think this show and the responsibility, geez Louise, you guys hold.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
It's really, you've really risen to the occasion, and I salute you. Thank
Likewise.
You for your service.
Yeah. Fuck me. It's been good. It's been cool. And I, you know, I don't want to be like, it sucks. I don't want to think that like by ending the show, we're putting these lovely people out of a job.
No, the network,
I have full
I
confidence.
Think we'll get them.
Yes.
Something.
Either the network or something else. Like this is a resume builder regardless. Like you guys are going to be fine.
And aren't you
it's
guys
us
a little
maybe
sick
be bad.
Of hearing fuck me? I mean,
I hear you. I'm sick of it
to hear
too.
It anymore,
yeah. I'm
know?
Sick of it just by doing it for 40 minutes.
Same.
No, but we're not. We're feeling good. And it's good.
We
and
love
the
it.
And the show is good and we love it. And it is time for it to end.
Yeah.
Even if it's good. That's the thing. It's like...
it is good.
The show doesn't have to be bad for it to be done.
Exactly.
But it is done.
It...
So you decide.
I hope...
Fuck me.
I hope we're leaving the listener wanting more.
I mean, I hope so. Sorry for the... there's not going to be more right away.
No.
But I hope you want more.
I hope you want more to the fact... To the point...
To the fact.
Where you go... To the fact that you go back and listen to it all again.
I hope so. Oh, my gosh. Listen to all... How many episodes have we done to Fuck Me?
Maybe we should re-release all of it from behind the paywall.
That's interesting.
To not even just our Patreon subscribers, but to everyone.
You want to do it for free, for real. You want to release it for
maybe
free.
Maybe after a certain amount of time.
Whoa.
I know.
And we've done 50 episodes of this show.
Yeah. Solid gold episodes.
Solid. Every part of it is gold, and I defy anybody to listen and say otherwise.
To listen.
I defy. I do too.
I do.
Fuck me. Is there any other, as we sort of go in for the...
Kill,
the close. Any other sort of fuck me story, FML stories that that you necessarily... It's the last one, so like...
You know, yeah, now's the time.
Now's the time.
Even though, like you, I mean, you said we're going to keep hanging out, right?
Yeah, okay. You said that, yeah. Cameras. I mean, without... microphones.
But you want to, right?
Yeah, of course. Let me know. I mean, I'm busy. You know, I'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Of course.
Well, like, when are you free next week?
Let me see. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Saturday?
Saturday? Next Saturday?
Gosh. Next Saturday, yeah.
Because I would love to hang out.
Morning?
Whenever you want.
Morning.
Okay.
Morning.
Okay, great. Morning. I really am going to count on that.
Okay. I'll put it in my book right now. Here we go. And
hang it down. Oh, I think that's this Saturday.
Hang out with. No.
No, yep. Yeah. That's this Saturday.
Okay, flip.
Ooh, I think you're flipping back.
Okay. And last I'm flipping Saturday. Backwards.
Yep, okay. Just go right that
forward,
way.
Forward, okay. Yep. There it is. Yeah. There it is. There it is. Hang out with your friend. I'll put, how about that?
F. James. You don't have to put the last name. It's pain in the ass, Glickenhouse. Just F, maybe even just FJ, just so you remember.
FJ. Okay, perfect. I'll put FJ right in the tiny, right in the corner there. Hang out with your friend, parentheses, tiny.
Mine is already in my Google Cal.
It is. Oh, you do online. Okay, that's
21st
good.
Cent, baby.
All right, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got an FU story.
Fuck me.
One time I didn't have my calendar with me, and I was out trying to schedule something with someone, and that's when I said, fuck me, I gotta go digital.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What happened? Who were you meeting?
Really important.
Really?
Really big deal, yeah.
And you didn't have it. You didn't have your book.
And I couldn't say when I was free. And rather than just going ahead and scheduling something, I just said, I don't know.
That is tough.
Fuck me.
That's gotta be tough.
I think, yeah, I mean, it was like a really big thing, so really? I really lost out on that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was...
Are you okay?
I've never told anyone this, but I was
really?
Up... I was up to be on The View. And it was
you
a
were?
When can you come by the studio
are
and
you
do
fucking...
a test.
Fuck me.
Yeah. And I, fuck me, I panicked. And instead of saying, oh, of course, Wednesday's fine, I said, I don't know. I don't have my calendar with me.
You didn't have your calendar.
And then that's when I not only did I get Google Cal, Apple Cal, I got an Apple Watch. And I keep my calendar, I keep it pulled up every minute of every day I've got scheduled. Because I will never, never let that happen to me again.
Look, that's... You. I mean, I didn't know that, right? I love The View. I think you're better, but I think you're better off not being on The View. I don't think The View is for you.
That's
okay?
Sweet. That's sweet, but.
Joy, Whoopi, Boomy, Bobby, Bing, Mungy, all the fuckers. You don't need that.
A lot of Whoopi.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's what made me think of it. I think you
She's
did this to me.
She's in trouble.
So, do you have a final fuck me story?
Yeah, of course I do.
An FML story.
FML, yeah, fuck me.
It's sexual, that's the joke.
I mean, gosh, the problem is, I got a few.
Yeah.
The one I will say
Give us the sexual one. Sorry, no, that's weird.
Okay, well, I tried to fuck someone, couldn't get it up. Like, what do you want to know? Like, fuck me, right? Like,
okay.
What is this story about?
Sorry, I asked.
What I was going to say is that I was walking down the street just the other day, and then I stepped.
And you could get it up, and you couldn't get it down?
It was walking down the street with a boner, and didn't know what to say.
That's a fuck
what
me.
What I meant, what I was.
That's a fuck me.
Fuck me. Yeah. What I was going to say is I stepped in a big paint can. On the street.
Into a paint can. Your whole foot.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, fuck me.
Sucked. That's tough.
Yeah, it was tough.
What'd you do?
I biked still. I
the
kept biking.
Can on you, or did you get paint all over your bike?
No, okay, both. Can on me. I was like, well, free can.
This is my shoe now.
This is my shoe now. I said, this is my shoe now.
Okay.
So, I went on. Fuck me, but I did go.
Color paint.
Yeah.
What color paint?
Oh. I thought you said killer paint.
I think I said color paint. I didn't say what.
Yellow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They were painting the road, probably.
Yeah, they're painting the road. Yeah, a bunch of car accidents I saw after I stepped in it. I was like, oh, this must have been really important.
You made the lanes look all different.
Yeah, I kind of screwed it all up. I was kind of like zigzagging, you know, between the road on my bike with this paint can.
Wow.
The whole bunch of cars. Crashed. Not my problem. Fuck me. But like, fuck me. Right? You know, like the city's gonna. I'm gonna hear about this.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. They can't trace me. Yeah, I don't think so. I still have it. Look.
Oh my god.
I still have it. It fits great. It can't come off. So like, I'm kind of into it. You know what I mean?
Are you sure that's not like cement?
Yeah. I don't think so. Let me see. I mean, I can't get it out.
It seems stuck and heavy.
But it's yellow cement. Really?
I mean. Kind of dirty and crusty at this point. It doesn't really look any color.
Sure, but that's, you know, fine with me. Like, I'll, you know, I got a big shoe to compensate.
On your left?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably what, like, Tom Cruise wears.
Yeah, probably what Tom Cruise. Well, I asked for on eBay, I was like, Tom Cruise shoes.
Oh, nice. You're shoesing like cruising. I don't know. Fuck me.
I was going to say Tom Shoes, but Tom Shoes are actually a thing.
Oh, right. They are. They do good work.
I feel like we got to be. This is. We're
this running, is the show.
We're running down. Yeah, it's okay. Look. I love you.
Oh.
Okay.
Fuck me. I love you, too. And, you know, we'll see our fans on the horizon, whatever's
I
next.
I guess.
Don't say I guess.
No, I know we will.
Okay.
But I guess we'll. Oh, yeah, you're right.
I guess it's over.
How do we really, what do we really, how do we really close it out? I guess that's it.
This has been
this
fuck
has been
me.
Fuck me. Fuck me.
Fuck you. Fuck us.
I'm Muff Jordan.
And I'm F. James Glickenhouse. Be well.
Goodbye. Hi, thank you for listening. That was Fuck Me with Muff Jordan and F. James Glickenhouse.
There will not be a next episode of Imposter Syndrome, but if there was...
We didn't really talk about this
It would
part.
Be a completely different show hosted by two
Oh, do
totally
this. If
different-
you go back and listen
yeah.
to every other episode, it's a completely different show hosted by two totally different people.
Exactly. You could subscribe, but at this point, you really don't need to. But definitely rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That would be just nice as like a going away present.
At least retroactive. Yeah, exactly. As a little going away. And still continue to follow us on Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy.
Yeah, see what's next for us.
Keep your ears out.
Keep your ears out.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Cook Wrap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.